This, ladies and gentlemen, is The Shade. What's up?
What's happening?
This is
The Shade.
Right here on your favorite radio station,
Active
FM. And Active FM is your favorite radio station because you have presenters like Thabo and I,
yes,
who are here to make sure that make the sure. quality of Active FM is upheld.
Yes.
The worthiness, standard. The standard, yes.
The standard is.
And we do that by shading.
Yes. So we take what is not to standard
and shade it.
And shade it.
Yes.
Which aligns it and brings it up to the standard.
I would just like to say, I think there are certain Active FM DJs who don't like us very much.
Yep.
And then there are some that love us.
Yes.
There are.
Yeah.
So I was listening to True Talk.
True Talk.
Comfort. I think, what is her DJ name? Is it? Okay, I know her as Comfort. I apologize, Comfort.
DJ Comfy.
DJ Comfy. And she shouted out to us because we prank called her this year.
Mm.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool. I know Andrew as well from The Void likes us.
He's very fond of us.
If you have not listened to the first Shadeducation show of The Shade, go and look for it. The very, very first one. We Shadeducated Andrew from The Void and we made him a song.
Yes, we did.
We took his voice,
mm-hmm.
we put it to a rap beat, and he is very talented.
We made him talented. Yes.
But he actually messaged me this past week to tell me that he has made that song his ringtone.
Ah.
So we have literally made ringtones. The Shade is worthy of ringtones.
We are multi-talented.
So we have some DJs that like us, which we appreciate.
Yes.
Shout out to those DJs. And then we have some DJs who aren't very fond of us.
Yeah.
Should we mention? Should we shade them?
Yes.
Bring up their names.
This is our platform.
This is ours.
This is the place
they can do whatever they want on their platform. And they have. They have.
Yes.
One of them being Gloire from The Cave.
Mm-hmm.
And he also has a music show called The Surge. Luckily, he doesn't speak in that one.
Mm,
so he's never been able to, you know, comment. Or throw hate speech at us.
Hate speech.
But there's another person who also doesn't like us very much.
Yeah, this guy is just full on anti-shade. Full on sunlight.
Right, full on sunlight.
Vitamin D all the way.
I feel like it's because he showed up so much in the shade.
Yeah.
It wasn't planned, though. He just happened to keep showing up.
Yeah.
Like, he just kept coming. That is Fearless Eagle.
Yes.
So, shout out to you two DJs who absolutely love The Shade.
Yeah.
We
thank you for your support. We do this.
We do this for you.
For you.
For you.
Yes, we do.
Yes. And now, for our listeners who are listening,
mm-hmm.
we thought, when we were discussing what we were going to do for the show, we were like, what is the point of The Shade? We decided to go back to the root,
the root.
Definition,
yes,
the origin of The Shade, and we were like, we review Active FM shows.
Yes, we do.
Right?
That is our juice.
It is.
That is where it all started.
And it's still going now.
And yes.
It so is we're going to continue going. Doing that. And
yes.
we thought that since Christmas and New Year's is coming up.
Yep.
I mean, we're in November.
Yep.
We're almost at the end of November. It's actually quite scary how fast November's gone. But we decided to review all of the Christmas/New Year's jingles that have been created specifically for Christmas and New Year's 2020. Well, technically it's New Year's 2021. But Christmas 2020 and New Year's from 2020 into 21.
Mm-hmm.
So we are going to be listening to all of them. I personally, I think I've heard maybe like 4 of them, but it wasn't like a listen.
Yeah, you weren't listening.
I wasn't. I was just, you know, like heard them by and by.
Yeah.
Thabo and I are actually in 2 of these.
Are we?
You only did one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I also only did one. And yeah, we've got them lined up. I don't know whose is whose. They are just named Christmas jingle or New Year's jingle. So we're literally just going to go.
Yeah.
We don't know what's coming for us. So each time
we hear
a new one, it's completely fresh. It's our first reaction.
Yes.
To these jingles.
Live.
And we will tell you what we think. And we shall rate the best one.
Mm-hmm.
And the shadiest one.
The shadiest one.
Let's call it the shadiest one.
Let's, yeah.
Because none of them are bad.
No.
There might just be a little bit of shade.
Yeah.
Yes.
But we don't have worst.
Not on Active
because
FM.
Because we are Active FM.
Right. And the produce. Active FM has the shade. And the shade stops the worst from happening.
Yes.
Exactly. All right. Are you ready, Thabo?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so we're starting off with the Christmas jingles, and this is the first one.
What is up? It is your girl, Sandra, aka DJ Peaches. It is that time of the year where we exchange gifts and all things nice. Right, right. From me to you, I just want to say Merry Christmas. Love you. Peace and God bless.
The radio station that is full of festive fun.
Oh, nice.
That one was proper.
Smooth.
I liked how she brought in all things Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Referring to her show, which is All Things Girls. That was nice.
Was a nice punchline.
Right? Mm-hmm. She brought in her show. You knew where she was from-ish. She just should have said one of those very interesting words that they have in All Things Girls. That's the only comment I would like to add to this.
Yes.
DJ Peaches, where were the words?
She should have
those
said
very interesting words.
Vestibulus was able.
Tastus. Tastus.
Yes.
Yeah, those are the types of words you hear in All Things Girls. But I also like the ending. It was classic.
Yeah.
But the at the end.
Nice.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Editing team. Big ups.
Big ups.
Yes.
Nice.
So that one was pretty cool, but it's only the first one, so we can't yet rate it.
Yeah.
We have to hear the others first. Yes. But nice. Only comment is, where were the words?
Where were the words?
Where were those big words?
Mm.
The All Things Girls words. Yes.
Yes.
All right, second one.
Hey, this is your boy, Gloire, aka DJ Cave, right here on Active FM. And have a lovely Christmas. Go out with your family, do a lot of wonderful things. Just share this time of joy as we celebrate this holiday.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and an even better New Year.
That was one of the Shade's favorite listeners.
Super fan.
DJ Gloire from The Cave.
Mm-hmm. And
the surge. Mm-hmm. Thabo, comment.
Was a nice jingle. He was also straight to the point. And
he wished us nice.
He wished us nice.
He there was a nice.
Told us to go and share
presents, gifts, share the joy.
Moments of joy. With our families and go out, you know? So yes.
He did.
That.
That's very nice. Thank you, Gloire.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Christmas is going to be more joyful now because of you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Mm. All right. We will, at the end, decide. I must be honest, though. I feel like he should have brought in something from the cave. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Make it yours.
Yeah.
You know?
It was nice. His message was nice. So maybe we'll give him off on niceness.
Yeah.
He wins the nice award.
The
nicest Christmas jingle award. We should have an award ceremony. And
we should.
Participation goes to, and then
bam!
All right. That's sad. If you get participation, then the only thing we have to say is you participated.
You were there.
That's it. You showed up. Well done. Thank you for showing up. Okay, next one.
Hey guys, it's Ezra David George, but you know me as DJ Easy from Good Vibes and Active FM. Let's close out 2020 with a bang. I love you. Let's do the most. Close it out.
I have two comments on this one.
Two.
Comment number one. Ezra David George.
I did not know.
That is such a fancy name.
Ezra David George.
I feel like I want to call him that from now on just because it sounds nice on the tongue.
The entire thing.
Right? Ezra David George.
Ezra David George.
He should go with that as his DJ name. No more DJ Easy.
No.
Be confident in your full name.
Yeah.
So we say.
Take pride.
Good Vibes now has Ezra David George on it.
Yes.
Very nice. Very nice. Second thing is. What I found quite funny, though, is that this is a Christmas jingle, right?
Yes.
And yet, like, It's just, let's close up 2020.
let's finish.
Let's end it with a bang.
Let's go.
Even at the end, like, close it up. Like, okay. And then it's like, Merry Christmas. I was like, is it going to say Happy New Year? No, Merry Christmas. So that is Ezra David George. Ezra His David Christmas George. Gift to you is that 2020 closes.
Yes. That is it for him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's definitely looking forward to New Year's. Definitely. Wow. But he shared the love. So, you know, that was nice of him to do.
Thank you, Ezra David George.
Tabo feels loved. He was feeling a little bit abandoned before this. He was a little bit teary before we started the show. He finished all the tissues. Tissues are gone now. But now he's fine after that Christmas jingle. All right, next Christmas jingle.
What is up, people? This is the one, the only, the name you can trust, the name you put in water. Guess what? It will not rust. DJ Stones from the VAR Show and the K Show. And I am here to wish you a fantastic, fantastic Merry Christmas and an even bigger New Year's. And I really hope you guys have an awesome time. I hope you are dancing. I hope you are eating right now as you hear this. Enjoy.
Merry Christmas, everyone!
We are not eating at this current moment, sorry. That's a very interesting comment to make. I hope you are eating
I
right now.
I hope you are eating.
What if we're not eating? We have a question now back to you.
Yeah.
DJ Stone.
What happens then? Does it jinx the entire thing?
Was that jingle completely pointless now?
Mm.
I like the whole, once again, editing team, you guys are on point.
Oh, man.
That rap beat you had going on in the background was so cool. And even though it started, you were like,
started off like, what?
It sounded like someone was trying to play a Christmas carol on the piano, but they weren't very confident. Ding. And next to that, the beat came in, you were like, oh!
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool. I did enjoy that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he was chilled as well.
He was speaking slowly, but the music fit with it.
Yeah. The name is trustworthy.
Right.
He was killing it.
My other question is, did he say, I hope you have a bigger New Year's?
Yeah, bigger.
What does that mean?
Bigger than last year, I guess.
Bigger in what sense?
As in more fireworks. And that's what I took.
So you must have more fireworks when you celebrate New Year's this year.
That was my takeaway.
Wow.
But yeah, I'm not exactly sure what you were saying there. But bigger has good connotations.
DJ Stone, we would like an explanation. Please send us a voice note so we can play it on our next show.
Yeah, just to explain.
And just explain the whole bigger...
Clear the air.
...thing. Clear the air, yeah.
Yes. We're
just a tad confused.
Mm.
Yeah.
Small tad.
But other than that, it was cool. Once again, editing team, that was proper.
Yeah.
That was very proper.
We approve.
We do. Mm-hmm. Next Christmas jingle.
Hey, this is Fearless Eagle from What's the Topic right here on Active FM. I'm just dropping by to wish you a Merry Christmas. And don't forget to send me a present on Facebook at /ActiveFM777. Once again, Merry, Merry, Merry Christmas.
All right.
Fearless Eagle is at it again.
Yeah.
I feel like he wants the shade.
Yeah, he's asking for the shade.
What do you mean, drop me a present on Facebook?
How dare you make festive season about yourself? How dare you be
Tabo
so selfish?
Tabo is offended. Fearless Eagle, what is this about, man?
Come on.
Come on, man.
We're out here wishing people a Merry Christmas and then you come along.
And you want a present.
You're demanding presents.
You are literally taking us by the throat. Mm. You are putting us up against a wall.
Lifting us up.
You are lifting us off the ground. Mm-hmm. Our feet are dangling. Mm. We are twitching. We cannot breathe. Mm. We are suffocating.
We are dying.
It's supposed to be Christmas.
Yes.
And we're going to not make it to 2021 because you are demanding us presents. To kill ourselves.
You are literally shooting us.
You are shooting us. You have taken all of our money and you have burnt it.
You have handcuffed us to a chair next to a bomb.
And the bomb is about to go off in 1 second.
Mm.
And we are now in a million pieces.
Yes. With no presents because you took them away.
Yeah.
And you stole them away
from
us.
And the Facebook servers just crashed.
Mm.
And now there's no more Facebook.
Now people cannot get in touch with their relatives because of you.
This so is intense.
We are disappointed, Fearless Eagle.
We are dead.
We are dead.
Technically.
Yeah.
If you figuratively take the whole analogy that we just gave.
Mm. But cool music, by the way. It was cool music.
We can't even speak properly. That's how much in shock we are. Like, we both just, our tongues. Oh, that he also just took our tongues.
Yes, he
and
did.
Like squished them. He and he's did. Holding them right now. And we cannot pronounce words.
So please let us go.
And let our tongues.
Let us go.
Let our tongues go.
Let us live.
Let our tongues please. Live.
Please.
Tongues, lives matter.
Yes.
Even if they're spelled weird. It's fine.
Yeah. TLM.
Tongues. Do you know a tongue is actually spelled tongues? My tongue. Alright, moving on.
What is up, Active FM family? It's your girl Karen, aka DJ Karen, wishing you a beautiful and very Merry Christmas. This year has been really tough, but December is here to remind us that we should be grateful for friends and family. Hope that you enjoy the festive season, and always remember, Active FM Good Vibes is here to keep you on the move, to keep you going, and into the new year with a huge bang. Enjoy the festive season with friends and family, and be grateful and thankful for the blessings that you have throughout this year and into the new year.
From your number one internet radio station. Ho, ho, ho.
Hmm.
Wow.
Huh?
Can I just say, that was a heartfelt wish. It was from the heart.
I just feel like, have you listened to Good Vibes?
No.
How dare you? What is wrong with you?
I've listened.
You just said no.
To the one where we were shading them.
What did you notice about DJ Carey in Good Vibes?
Always hyped up.
Right?
Loud.
There's a vibe.
There's a vibe.
She laughs approximately every 1.3 seconds. Which we love because it makes us laugh.
That's it.
DJ Carey, what happened, man? Like, didn't you want her to, like, just laugh?
Mm.
I wanted her to laugh.
No, but I feel like this time she was prepared. And she was just, it was from the heart.
It was heartfelt.
It was from the heart, yeah, and she just prepared and she wished us.
She did. And she advertised Good Vibes.
That is the point. But in the beginning, she still introed herself. Gave us the...
She advertised Good Vibes.
Yeah. Marketed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's now taking over our shows to advertise her own show. She is intruding.
She is stealing the platform.
She is literally coming out like a mole.
She is hogging the spotlight.
And now all of our shows are not being listened to because she stole them. Thanks, DJ Carey. You stole Christmas from us.
Mm.
No, I'm joking. Like, okay, this is intense now. Yeah, but okay, I personally, next time you wish us DJ Carey, laugh. That is my request.
We
appreciate the good wishes.
Yes.
But I would just like to hear, because like that would have made Christmas nice.
Yeah.
Because her laugh is so contagious. Yeah. It's so nice. If she laughs, you laugh. You don't even know why you're laughing. You're just laughing.
Just
and laughter is the best medicine.
Yes.
It also keeps you looking young.
Mm, so, Karen, please bring DJ Carey.
Right.
Yes.
I think that's the problem.
Yeah.
She introed herself as Karen.
Karen, no.
And then her alter ego was DJ Carey.
You see. That's
but then DJ Carey was kind of like just sitting on the side going, just wish them in.
Yeah.
She was trying to laugh, but she was on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what happens when everyone's when a person is on the side?
They don't.
Yes, basically. All right, next up.
Hey, it is your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gex, and yes, you guessed it right.
from the news show and the political show, and I'm here to keep you up to date with the latest. So did you know that it is Christmas? Yes, I say that it is Christmas, and I just want to wish you a very, very Merry Christmas as you celebrate this special day with your family and friends. Remember that radio has never been better.
I liked her jingle, but what was that laugh? Like, it sounded like Santa was plotting against us. No, but I liked how she said, I'm keeping you up to date, because she does the news show and the political show. And then she kind of like, it was like a news anchor.
Yeah.
And this year in 2020, we are coming up to Christmas. It will happen on the 25th of December. And our sources have told us that New Year's will be taking place.
Midnight Eastern.
Standard Eastern time.
Yeah.
GMT plus. Whatever, wherever you are. So that was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you, geeks. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And she put in, did she put in New Year's? She did put in New Year's as well.
Yeah.
So she did two in one.
Pa, right there.
Right there. She Done wished us for Christmas and for New Year's. Mm-hmm. All right, so we have two more Christmas jingles left.
Two more.
And then we'll rate them, and then we're going to go on to the New Year's.
Okay.
All right, let's go.
Hey, this is your girl Aqua from the Mode, and I wanna wish you a Merry, Merry Christmas.
Short and sweet.
Short and sweet.
Like water.
Like what? Like water.
Like water.
How is water short and sweet?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just
So you just in. Decided to say that, hoping I would not listen to you.
It just came out.
How do you feel?
Yeah.
It just came out.
It is the spirit of Aqua.
Okay, now this makes more sense now. So she's DJ Aqua,
yeah,
which is water. And now she's short and sweet like water. You could have said like free and flowing, or, you know, like transparently free. Do you get what I'm saying?
I get you.
Liquefying. I don't know. Do you get what I'm saying, though?
Straight to the point.
Straight to the point.
Like what?
Like a stream. Wow. Anyway, the jingle was...
Mm-hmm.
It was... Yeah.
Yeah, it was to the point.
It was to the point. Thank you, DJ Aqua. Mm. We appreciate your straight to the pointedness.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, and last Christmas jingle.
What's up? What's happening? This is your boy DJ Sticks from the VAR show, and also Tabo from The Shade. Just wanted to wish you a Merry, Merry Christmas with lots of love and lots of presents from me, from Active FM, to you. Merry Christmas.
I pictured you in like a black suit with a top hat. And as that ending, the red curtains closed. Yeah. The crowd stood up. They applauded.
To top it all
and
off.
Then box office. I mean, like, Rotten Tomatoes gave you a whole 5% and said it was the worst Christmas jingle ever.
What? What? Did you hear that finale?
Yeah.
Did you hear the orchestra?
But did you see that no one went to listen to it?
That was... It.
Did you see that there was a 100% loss made on this Christmas jingle?
What?
There was no profit at all.
What?
Nothing.
No ways.
You have literally ruined production companies.
What?
Active FM has been Through liquidated that. Because oh of my. That Christmas jingle.
Have you seen the stats after that jingle?
I'm looking at them right now.
Have you seen
they
the
are,
stats?
They are dead. There no are no more ways. Stats. The stats no. deleted themselves.
What?
Yeah?
No ways. Straight to the point.
That
lots
was
of
not
love.
Straight to the point.
Lots of love.
37 seconds is straight to the point.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Lots of presents from us, Active FM, to you. Oh, my word.
I'm kidding. I'm playing with you. But You can't review yourself.
Did you hear
You cannot
the
review
orchestra.
Yourself.
No.
Yeah, but the orchestra wasn't you. The orchestra was the editing team.
That's what I'm saying.
Big ups to the editing team.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, fine. But at least I had a picture of you in my mind. But it was because of the orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
It was like you going out of 2020 with a bang.
That's exactly what happens in Active FM. It's us and the team together. One goal, one vision.
Oh.
And in the end, we are victorious. We are always victorious. And that was it right there.
Wow.
That was it right there.
That was it right there.
To top it all off, to top all the Christmas jingles and all the presenters, DJ Sticks on top.
No. So we are going to now do a review. And so the time has come for us to state
review
which Christmas jingle was the perfect Christmas jingle. And which Christmas jingle was the shadiest Christmas jingle. But side note, we do need to mention this. We unfortunately have run out of time. We did say early on in the show that we would do the Christmas and New Year's jingles, but we got so carried away with the shade that we don't have time for the New Year's jingles. However, we do promise to do them in the future.
In the future.
So just keep an eye out for that show where we will review the New Year's jingles.
We have just been overtaken by the Christmas spirit.
We have.
Yes.
It's coming up. I know it's still November, but people, there are Christmas decorations in the stores.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
In our faces.
In our faces. So we are starting the celebrations early.
Yeah.
By shading Christmas jingles.
Yes.
Because that's what the shade does. And so, please start the suspense music. In no particular order, I'm joking, this that we've decided. The perfect Christmas jingle is... Let us mention, before we mention the perfect jingle, what it had to meet, what standard it had to meet.
What is the criteria?
What is the criteria for the perfect Christmas jingle?
This Christmas jingle obviously had to be from the heart.
Definitely.
This Christmas spirit had to be... All over this jingle.
All over.
All over.
And it mustn't just have come from the editors.
Yes.
And the music.
Yes.
And the bells.
The presenter themselves had to be very confident.
Mm-hmm.
They had to introduce themselves as we know them.
Yes. So we recognize them.
Yes. So we know.
And very important, they had to bring in their show.
Yeah.
Something, an element, a statement, a piece of their show.
So the listeners can feel at home.
Yes.
That this is the show I listen to.
Right.
This is us.
This is us.
This is us.
And so the Christmas jingle that ticked all of these boxes.
Yes.
All of them. The Christmas jingles were very good.
Yes.
But there was one in particular that stood out.
That
ticked every box twice.
Twice. Twice over. Ticked. Yes.
And that Christmas jingle belongs to...
None other than...
Cynthia, who you also know as Geeks. From the News and Political Show.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations! Mm-hmm. Woo, woo, woo! And the reason we decided to give it to Cynthia is because not only did she mention where she's from, not only did she say... her name, the way she would say her name in her show.
In the show.
Not only did she have a beautiful Christmas spirit, but she also brought in a beautiful play on words where she said the latest, did you know?
Did you know?
Did you know? Did you know it's Christmas? Mm. And the latest news is, and she just brought in the news and the political aspects.
And she went straight to the point.
She ticked each box twice.
Us. Twice.
Yes, twice. So congratulations. Geeks, you are the winner of this year's Christmas jingles.
Mm.
So all the other DJs out there, if you don't know how to do a Christmas jingle, Cynthia is your girl.
Yeah.
You need to go to her.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. Learn. And learn. Mm. And so the shadiest Christmas jingle, Tabo, has been thinking, pondering.
I've been thinking.
Wondering.
Mm.
Figuring out who... The shadiest. This does not mean they were the worst. It just means there was quite a bit of shade within the Christmas jingle.
Yes.
That we would like to pull out. And so, Tabo, tell us, suspense music continue. Which was the shadiest Christmas jingle?
This jingle, in particular, was very funny.
Oh.
It was funny.
It was funny?
Mm-hmm. There was some information that I wasn't exposed to.
Okay.
Prior to this jingle.
Uh-huh.
And that is very, it is very nice to know.
So this shade is based on the fact that you were shocked.
Yeah.
During
when I
the
listened.
Jingle. Okay.
I was like, wait, what?
Yeah. All right. So in other words, it shaded you because it brought up something you don't know about.
It spoke to me.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So now that's why it's the shadiest.
Yes.
All right.
And I will
tell
definitely
us.
Use this information somewhere.
Okay.
Yes.
Which jingle was this?
It is one by a man, a great man, called Ezra David George.
Oh, he went for Ezra David George. Wow.
Yep.
And it's just because you didn't know his full name, isn't
it? Yep, I just did not know.
Goodness. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, today has been a day of shocks.
Yeah.
A day full of festivities. I'm ready to go into December now.
I
am proud that Active FM is ready to go in as well. Well done, yes. Active FM. And well done to all the DJs.
All the DJs.
Who did Christmas jingles. We appreciate your wishes.
We thank you for
we
those
thank
heartfelt
you.
Wishes.
Yes, we do. Yes.
And now that we have received those wishes from you, we can now go and share them with our families.
And friends.
And friends.
Exactly. And you know where else we can share them?
Oh, there's more.
On social media.
Can we?
Yes. And the best part is,
word.
When sharing these wishes,
yes.
you can tag Active FM.
No way.
Yes way. You can find us.
What?
You can do it on Instagram.
What?
Facebook.
Oh.
Twitter.
Oh.
Parler.
No way.
Gab.
No.
Even Reddit.
What?
And this one's the best.
What?
If
what?
You would
what?
Like to wish Active FM or any Active FM DJ.
Oh.
A Merry Christmas. You can WhatsApp Active FM personally.
Personally.
Send a voice note. Whatever. Our WhatsApp number is on our Instagram bio.
What?
Mm-hmm.
So many platforms.
So many platforms.
Oh, wait. What is this? There's more. No way. You guys can also catch us on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify. We are also on YouTube. And on top of all that, Seth.
Oh, my word.
We have a wonderful website.
Oh, my goodness.
A whole website.
You know what I feel like?
What?
I feel like Christmas came early this year.
Definitely.
This is amazing.
Oh, man.
So if you're feeling as blessed as we are, if you're feeling spoiled with choice, go over to our social media platforms and all of our platforms. Show us the love and... Yeah, we will be back next week for some more shade.
Mm-hmm.
So from us,
Merry Christmas.
It's only the 19th of November, Davo.
We did say Christmas has come early. Isn't
oh, wow. Christmas in November. I thought you were going to say to you, because that's our usual exit.
Yeah.
From us.
Okay, let's go.
To you.
Let's
nope,
go.
Nope. This
let's
is Davo. From us, Merry Christmas.
Let's go.
All right, take two. From us.
The shade.
To you.
Peace out.
Snapshot, cause I'm feeling this way. Hold tight so the feeling don't fade. Let go, cause it's all right. I'm on top of the world tonight. Ooh, I wonder where the time has gone. I wonder what I'm waiting on. But maybe I've been so wrong. Cause now is the moment. Ooh, we say we miss the good old days. Maybe right now is the good old days. And soon it will be gone, gone, gone. So now is the moment. I remember when life was hard. I remember when it was dark in my heart. I was wishing on a shooting star. Now I'm up above and I'm flying. Higher than the sun and I'm never coming down. Feel the rhythm and I'm singing loud. Snapshot, cause I'm feeling this way. Hold tight so the feeling don't fade. Let go cause it's all right. I'm on top of the world tonight. Snapshot, cause I'm feeling this way. Hold tight so the feeling don't fade. Let go cause it's all right. I'm on top of the world tonight. Everybody's just waiting.
waiting for tomorrow's dream. But now is the moment.
Ooh, we say we miss the good old days, but maybe right now is the good old days.
So hold on to these memories,
'cause now is the moment.
I remember when life was hard. I remember when it was dark in my heart. I was wishing on a shooting star. Snapshot, 'cause I'm feeling this way. Hold tight so the feeling don't fade. Let go, 'cause it's alright. I'm on top of the world tonight. Snapshot, 'cause I'm feeling this way. Hold tight so the feeling don't fade. Let go, 'cause it's alright. I'm on top of the world tonight. Tonight.